Over to the U.S. now. President Donald Trump's pick to head the CIA has reportedly sought to withdraw over her role in the agency's torture of detainees. According to U.S. media, Gina Haspel was summoned to the White House on Friday to discuss her history in the Bush-era torture program that employed harsh techniques, including waterboarding. She reportedly told the White House that she would step aside to avoid a Senate Intelligence Committee's confirmation hearing that could damage the CIA's reputation. Trump's aides also held hours-long talks with her in the CIA's headquarters in Virginia. On Saturday afternoon, the White House assured that she would not withdraw. Trump has nominated Haspel to succeed Mike Pompeo, who became Secretary of State last month. Investigative journalist Sandra Hicks joined us earlier with his take on the torture record of the U.S. president's nominee for the next CIA chief.
It's not just luggage, it's not just baggage, it's actual unconstitutional torture in Thailand. She was the chief of the bureau there that was running a major black site. They abducted Abu Zubaydah. They tortured him and waterboarded him 83 times. They put him in a coffin-like box. And our U.S. Constitution says no torture. It says no to unusual, cruel punishment. And since 9/11, this country has gone crazy. This country has occupied other countries and has not investigated 9/11. That's why at HicksForCongress.com, we stand for peace and sanity. And that's why I'm running up against the corporate Democrats, and I call for standing up to Trump and torture.